Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happened on the first date that was so bad there was no second date?
Hi. So this guy and I went out on a date, and we started talking sports. I'm a big sports nut. And he had no idea who Marv Levy was.
Oh.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know who Marv Levy is, you just need to go, especially if you're a sports fan. Did he claim to be a sports fan?
No, he's like, yeah, I don't really watch anything. And I mean, he was from the Rochester area, but I mean,
that doesn't matter.
Still,
no.
Buffalo enough.
Yeah, Marv is beyond
NFL
Buffalo.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
come
thank
on
you.
Now, come
yeah.
on
yeah.
now. Yeah,
ubiquitous.
Yeah. I don't blame you. That's
All
a good
right.
answer, Bianca. What happened on the first date that was so bad there was no second date?
Oh my God, this guy asked me to see my toes.
Oh. So did you show him?
Hold on. I have a follow-up question.
He had a foot fetish, she said.
Had you promoted your toes as being something spectacular, like wait till you see my toes, and then he wanted to see them, or was this out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
Bye-bye.
All right, so what were you talking about before? Like, bring me into the conversation and then how he did it. So you were talking to
him.
How
many minutes into it?
What are you guys talking about first? And then he's like, can I see your toes?
So we were eating, and he's like, are you enjoying the food? And I'm like, yeah, so tell me more about yourself. And he's like, well, he was telling me about his job and about how he likes sports, and we agreed on a few things. And then he was like, and I can't date a girl with ugly toes. Can I see your toes? And I'm like, what? My toes? I wasn't even prepared. It's the winter. They're not done. I'm like,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Definitely not prepared.
So then what did you do after that? Were you just like, no?
I'm like, no. And he's like, well, I need to eventually see them. And I'm like, okay. And that was just it. After that dinner, it was just, we never seen each other again.
I can't even.
But so you never revealed your toes?
Never.
Good for you.
And I have pretty toes.
Yeah.
It was just really weird.
I'm sure you do have pretty toes. And he didn't deserve
Since you brought it up, can we see them?
Please.
I mean, now you're promoting your toes as being
pretty. I
feel
like we need to see them.
I feel like you owe us. Would you please?
Once I get them done, I will tag the Instagram page.
Thank you.
You've dangled your toes over this radio show, and now we want to see.
I will definitely show you guys.
We can get a toe pick trending today.
If you show me yours, I'll show you mine, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks,
Bianca.
Oh,
you don't want to break the internet, Jan.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. So what happened on the first date that was so bad there was no second date?
Oh, my God. Okay. So he was from Canada, so we decided to meet at the casino, like a familiar place. And we met at the bar. And before we met, we talked about just eating at the casino. And then, so we're at the bar for like a half hour. And then I said, okay, are we going to eat? Because I was starving. And then... And then he says, yeah, we'll go up to, I rented a room in here. We can eat in the room and talk better and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, my God, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually said I have to go use the bathroom. And I, like, ran out and, like, never talked to him again.
So you just left?
What? No, the room service is really good.
Oh, no, that's so creepy. Good for you.
Smart girl.
Jamie, I'm proud of you.
Smart
like,
girl.
That's like a weird situation to be in.
So awkward.
And you always, like, that's the scary part because like you have to be on your toes because you don't know if they're crazy creepers.
Yeah, and I didn't know if he was crazy or just trying to be genuine, like, private. But
right.
So he wants to be, enclosed room with someone.
Yeah. Restaurants are too loud for
they're
me.
So, I can't be close enough to you.
I only eat lying down.
Your heart
I ran out, and then, I was scared, but I blocked him after that, so I don't even know what happened. So
when you were running to your car, was your heart in your throat?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, is he going to see me out of the corner of his eye and then come running after me?
Yeah, exactly.
I was just kind of like looking around. But I mean, I guess I should have told him, but I was
panicked. No, you just got to go because that was creepy.
Well, truth time, maybe he got the room comped. So he was probably
It doesn't matter what
cheap
he did.
And creepy.
That was creepy. But when you were running out of the casino from this creepy guy, did you see yourself as somebody in a television or movie?
Yeah, it felt like I was in like one of those scary movies. Like he was going to be, you know, coming out. I don't know. And then, like when I got in my car, I all of a sudden was getting his phone calls, and I was just like, "Oh my God, just get me out of the parking lot! Yeah. Get me out of the parking lot!"
I'm glad you're safe.
Yeah, I'm glad you're safe.
Smart
that
move,
was smart.
Friend.
And I bet you look like a beautiful television running princess.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys so much.
I'm sure you did.
I love you guys all the time. I love you guys.
We love you too. Love right back. Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor, what happened on the first date that was so bad there was no second date? Let me just say, we're asking this question, 644-9850. Tell us your story, Tay.
Okay, so I was at a gym. I had just signed up for a gym membership, and they give you that free, like, personal trainer thing. So I had my my meeting with my personal trainer, and it was going really well, and he was like, okay, here's my number. Give me a call. We can hang out sometime. So I did, and we were meeting up for drinks, and I'm walking up to the place that we're going, and he has an ankle bracelet.
Hold on. Like for fashion or because the judge said he has to wear
that's
one?
That's a you're wearing
it. Like he's in trouble with the law.
Okay. All right. Ankle monitor bracelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I hadn't noticed at the gym because he was wearing like long dress pants and he was wearing shorts now because it was the summer. So we like go into this bar and I'm like, I don't want to drink now. I want to be able to leave like very shortly after this. So I pretended that I had a phone call from a client, and I was like, listen, I got to go. So, yeah, bye.
Good news is you just need to drive further than he can go. So then you're safe. Yeah.
And you stand on the other side of the line. Ha ha.
Five miles.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Again, I'm glad you're safe. Smart
move. Did you find out what he did? Did you Google it?
No, I didn't. I should have Googled that.
Yeah, Taylor, try this. Florida man and your birthday.
Yeah, then you'll find out exactly what he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Probably got in trouble for lifting too much, bro.
Oh, my God. Sure, bro. Sharon.
Good morning.
What? I'm scared to ask. What happened on the first date that was so bad there was no second date?
Okay, now I'm going to really date myself here. This was back before there was any sort of plenty of fish or anything like that, and it was all done on phone and it was automated. Mm-hmm. So you would call in like the ads or whatever you would see, and then you would start talking to people. So I struck up a great conversation with this guy, had a dreamy voice. I mean, it was just, I was in hook, line, and sinker. Mm-hmm. Smart girl, though. I'm like, we're going to meet somewhere public. We found a restaurant that I will not disclose because I really don't want anybody to know about this. And we had to kind of describe ourselves as, you know, someone famous we might resemble. And at that time in my heyday, I did resemble Bridget Fonda. So I guess, you know, I was very honest. I said, no, that's what I look like. And he said, oh, you know, I've been told that I resemble Robert Redford. And I'm like, oh, okay, not bad, not bad. Mm-mm. And he said he's tall. So he was like 6 foot and, you know, just portraying himself into be this decent looking guy. And I'm not all about the looks, but sometimes it's nice to have the package.
Well, sure.
To resemble the
Robert
Redford.
Yeah, Robert Redford's going to come and visit you. Like, yes, please.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I met there and I'm always early. So I got there early. So I was sitting there waiting for him and he shows up. And I got to tell you, it's just amazing how people, and from what I understand, people still do this, men and women. He was probably about 5'7 at best. I'm pretty sure he had lifts on, so he's probably 5'4". And I don't know why. I don't have the best set of teeth, but God, when it's just in your face like that, it was so, he had summer teeth. And I couldn't stop watching as he was talking. He did not look like anything. He was Robert Redford, not Robert Redford. It was awful. It was so awful. And I'm not a rude person, so we continued our conversation. And then I, you know, upon discussion, it's, oh, where do you work? Where do you live? But this and the other. And then he started coming to my place of work. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
This is not happening.
Oh, no.
It was awful. I just don't understand. Be honest. I just didn't get it.
Clearly,
was the worst,
honest
obviously.
For him hasn't been working, so he decided to get creative. Unfortunately, you're the one he tried it on.
Ooh. A little recon never hurt anybody, I suppose.
Yeah.
How did you get him out of your life once he was in there visiting you at work and all?
Well, you know, At that time I was working at Udside Mall, and I got the security just to start coming and visiting every time he showed up, and then that was it. So. But yeah, it's really scary, and what's amazing to me is that these are all girls that are calling and pretty much saying the same stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nothing changes. I love that you're staying so anonymous, but your voice is so recognizable.
Oh, I'm just Googling all the different looks of Bridget Fonda, and I'm like trying to decide which Bridget Fonda I want you to be, because there's like a good Bridget Fonda short hair and a long hair one.
Short hair.
She's really? I'm going to super date myself. I didn't even know that I looked like her until a really good friend of mine said, oh, my God, do you know who you are? And I'm like, no. Singles.
Singles is a good one.
That's my Bridget Fonda.
Well, it's not dating you. I'm wikiing it right now, and I'm at Bridget Fonda Singles. Yes. Wear a gray dress, pull your hair back loosely, and you'll be all set.
Yes. And what really freaks me out is there's a lot of mannerisms and the way that we talk as well. That's my Gangle Dapper right there. I mean, we are exactly the same.
That's crazy. So are you kind, like, I think Bridget Fonda a little bit looks like the late Princess Diana. Would you agree?
You know, in certain angles, and I did used to get that too in school because I have that same nose, that sloped, skinny nose.
Wow. Yeah. Lucky girl.
It's a classic look.
So did you find your prince? Did you ever find your prince?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I actually found him in a bar.
Awesome.
There is nothing wrong with that.
So tell me the story of how you found him.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awful. So I had just been living with somebody. We were ending it. It was not fun at all. And I was being a little creepy, and I knew where he was, so I went there just to cause a little trouble. Mm-hmm. He left, and there was just two other guys in the bar, so I'm just talking to him. I actually had a better conversation with his best friend, and he thought for sure that he was going to get my number. However, my now husband is the one who was the lucky recipient of my number.
There you go.
I didn't realize it was really loud there, and I didn't hear what he had said. And I thought what he had said to me is, I just lost the love of my life. And what he was saying was, I just lost my wife. He was separated, and he was still married. That's not my style. That's not who I am.
Oh.
And I gave him my number reluctantly, because that's what I thought he said, love of my life, not wife. And I said, listen, I'm in the process of moving. Don't call me until after this time, or I'll reach out to you after this said time. I'm settled and whatever. So I got settled and whatever. And I thought, you know, I'll give him a call. He didn't remember who I was.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so horrifying. He did not know who I was. I had him struggling for like a good half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's actually how we met. And then he referred to his friend of, who is this girl? And he said, dude, if you're not going to go for her, I am. So,
oh, my gosh.
So that's how we ended up. We've been dating, and we've been married for, 8-9 years now.
Aww.
We've been together 16. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, isn't it like that saying, one door closes and another one opens?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
You were going to a bar to stalk your ex-boyfriend, and you found it.
Like, better than that.
Let me just tell you.
Robert Redford, then, huh?
Yeah, Robert Redford. Any girl that's acting appalled by that, if you haven't gone and like in some way stalked out an ex, I don't buy it. You know what I mean?
This is so much better than any online dating story.
Oh, you can give me a name or a number, and I can find all the deets in like 20 seconds.
That's awesome.
See, that's amazing. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
You do the same. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.